You mentioned different religions have got rituals today, and some of them dropped the signs and, you know, glorified the rituals and went forward, be it Hinduism or anyism. In your experience, have you had a chance to see that science is slowly coming back to the people and the rituals are going down? I just want to get a feel on that. Thank you.
In general, sciences are understood only as physical sciences, which is a very gross way to live. See, the physical science has no answer for life. Physical science and technology can only bring comfort and convenience to your life, cannot solve your life situations. Western societies are enough proof of this, isn't it so? Yes? They do not solve any problem of humanity. They bring much more comfort and convenience to our life. Definitely, because of science and technology, we are the most comfortable generation ever on this planet, isn't it so? So when we say sciences, let's understand sciences are also of esoteric nature. Sciences are not just physical, but today only physical sciences are being promoted as science. About our other dimensions of sciences, are they coming back? My whole work has been just to strive for this. We are bringing this inner science into people's lives. It's made sufficient impact, but not enough, because the problem that exists in the world is too big. It needs much, much, much more work to make it happen. It has definitely done something. The sciences have been brought back, at least in some minimal way, to common people as they understand it. Even in rural villages in Tamil Nadu, we have done this in about 1350 villages right now. And you see, there is a change in the way they are looking at their life. They are making some effort to change their living conditions, which they thought is God-ordained. All these years they believed, this is God's will, this is how we are. Now they are making some effort to change, which is the only way life can change. There's no overnight solution. If we work at it, if our whole life, if we work at it, if we leave 10% change, it's a tremendous thing. Because social realities cannot be changed like this. People have tried to change it with violent methods. All you will do is you will replace one tyrant with many. That's all that will happen in the name of revolutions. So, right now we have set forth a revolution, we call this silent revolution of self-realization. Is there a banner? No? Whenever we talk about revolution, most of the time people are talking about changing somebody, isn't it? All the time, rather. See, you wanting somebody else to change is not a revolution, this is an age-old problem. Mother-in-law wants the daughter-in-law to change, daughter-in-law wants the mother-in-law to change. Isn't this an age-old problem? Is there a revolution in it? What is revolutionary about it? You want somebody else to change, there is no revolution about it. I am willing to change, this is a revolution. This will bring about genuine change in the world, that I am willing to change my ways to make things happen. This will bring about the change. So this is the silent revolution, and it's a science as to how to change yourself.